Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef, meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top-grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger-cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Master swindler Robert Wilson has apparently fallen into the trap set for him by Penny Gibbs' boss, lawyer Frank Carter. Tonight, Wilson is coming to see Carter. It's late afternoon now, and in Carter's home, Penny says...
What did Mr. Wilson say on the telephone?
Well, first he asked if I were the John Lester Adams who's been collecting money for charity.
Mm-hmm, then what?
He didn't have too much to say. As soon as he was sure he was talking to the right man, and... Oh, brother, he should know who he was really talking to.
No, let's hope he never finds out about that till it's too late.
Well, if we're smart, he won't.
Yeah.
But anyway, all he said is that he wanted to talk to me about a business matter, and could he come up and see me?
He didn't mention anything about money, of course.
Oh, no, he's too smart for that. He wants to get a look at me first and try to guess how to handle me.
I guess what we should be worrying about is how to handle him.
Well, we've had a meeting out of our hands so far, Penny. That letter warning people not to give money to him has worked beautifully. He's been told by everybody in Rossville and the neighboring towns that their contributions have been pledged to me. Now I think he's coming to try to get his share.
Mm-hmm. Oh, about that letter, Frank.
What?
When Captain Harlow signed it, didn't he open himself to libel in case Mr. Wilson turns out to be innocent?
Oh, you weren't here when the captain and I argued about that letter, Penny.
Mm.
He wasn't going to sign it. Not because he didn't want to help me, but because he couldn't involve the police department in a libel suit. But when I told him what Wilson did to the Reverend Dr. Judson...
That convinced him.
Hmm? Well, Dr. Judson himself convinced the captain. And I'll tell you something interesting. Wilson has produced Dr. Judson's letters of recommendation several times in his request for money. A dozen people have reported that to the captain.
We'll solve the problems of a lot of people when you catch Mr. Wilson. Dr. Judson will get back the letter. Mrs. Ainsley will get the money from her husband's will.
Depends on whether or not Wilson has any money, Penny.
Yeah, he probably spent Mr. Ainsley's $10,000 years ago.
Easily. But I'm hoping he has money of his own in the bank so that Mrs. Ainsley will at least get part of what's coming to her. Now, let's see, it's 6 o'clock. Wilson isn't due here till 9. I'd offer to take you to dinner, but I think I'd better stick here in case Wilson shows up early.
Oh, thanks. I promised I'd be home for dinner anyway. Oh, is everything all ready for him?
Yeah. I called Captain Harlow before you got here. He's going to have men around the place. And I also set the most important part of the trap.
What's the most important part of the trap?
Sit across the desk from me.
All right.
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sit over here as if I were interviewing you.
Okay, now what?
I'll sit down first.
All right, I'll sit down first.
Right. Now, you're Wilson, I'm Adams. And I'm just sitting here waiting for you to talk, right?
That's right.
I'm sitting here listening, my hands on the desk.
Yeah.
Well, just talk, Penny. Say a few words. I'll have a little surprise for you.
All right. I'll pretend I'm Mr. Wilson, okay?
Right.
Mr. Adams, I want to talk to you about the organization I represent. Now, we're raising funds to build a home for homeless children, and I'd like your assistance in raising the money.
That's enough, Penny. Now, come into the other room and I'll show you something.
All right. What's in here, though?
A little surprise I have for you. Maybe you can guess what it is.
Well, I have an idea that cabinet has something to do with it.
A good guess, Penny. This is a recording machine. Now listen and you'll hear your voice.
And I, Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Adams, I want to talk to you about the organization I represent. Now, we're raising funds to build a home for homeless children, and I'd like your assistance in raising the money.
That's exactly what you said to me in the other room, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
And you didn't see me turn on a switch of any kind, I'm sure.
No. I think I know what you did, though.
Well, come out in the other room again, and I'll show you.
All right.
Wait, I close the door.
All right.
I don't want Mr. Wilson snooping in here. Now, what did I do?
You, turned on that recording machine by stepping on a button under the rug.
Ah, it's close. Actually, I pushed a switch under the desk with my knee. It's a switch instead of a button, so the machine will keep recording even if I move around the room.
It's a smart idea, but where's the microphone?
Aha, that's the smartest thing of all. It's that inkwell built into the desk set here. Never guess it wasn't an inkwell, would you?
No, I should say not.
You know why? Because
no,
it is an inkwell. An inkwell and a microphone.
Oh, I'd never know it. Did you get it especially for the meeting?
No, I've had it a long time. Ever since I was a freshman in college, in fact. I had ambitions to become a detective then, and I devised all sorts of tricks like this. There are other microphones hidden in the room, too. But you'll never find them, I guarantee.
All right, wait a minute. There's one in that lamp over there.
Mm-hmm. But where in the lamp?
Oh, probably inside the shade.
Nope. It's built in the lamp base. And if you'll notice, the entire base is mesh wire.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look suspicious, does it?
No, it just looks like a nice lamp. Where's another microphone?
You see that etching on the wall there?
Mm-hmm. Is it behind the picture?
It's part of the picture, Penny. The face of the microphone is behind the cathedral window at the top of the etching. Come over here close and you'll notice something else.
That mounting must be 2 inches thick.
It is, because the microphone is embedded in the mounting. You see any wires?
No, only the wires holding up the picture.
Those are the microphone wires. Going into the wall, through the next room, and the recorder. No microphone wires show anywhere in here, Penny, because wires are a giveaway.
And I suppose men like Mr. Wilson always look for things like hidden microphones,
Well, if they don't, they should. And I think Wilson will. I think I'm all set for our friend Wilson, don't you?
Yes, I should say so.
Now all we need is a little luck and Wilson with a loose tongue.
When are the police getting here?
They'll be here pretty soon. Captain Harlow said they'd come in the back way and keep out of sight just in case Wilson is suspicious and does a little prowling around himself before he comes in.
Well, you don't think he is suspicious, do you? I mean, there's nothing for him to suspect.
No, there isn't. Maybe I fear his suspicions because I know this is a trick and I have a guilty conscience.
You mean maybe Mr. Wilson does?
Men like Wilson don't have a conscience, Penny. That's why I don't care what tactics I use to trap him. I took up law as a career because there are too many men like him in the world. Too many getting away with it, too.
You know, one by one they're caught, though.
Yeah, and one by one others crop up to take their place. Penny, there's always going to be a war, an open war, too, between law and lawlessness. Because too many men with brilliant minds haven't got the patience to find success the hard way by honest, long, tedious work. So we're going to make Mr. Wilson sorry he tried success the easy way. I hope.
It's a fine time just to hope. He'll be here in a couple of hours.
Yeah. I'm getting nervous, too.
Yeah, I should think you would. Frank.
What?
Have you thought of how you'll get him to say the things you want him to?
No. I gotta wait and see what he says first. Sort of feel my way along.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what I'm nervous about. One slip and Wilson will be wise and that's the last we'll ever see of him.
In other words, it's now or never, isn't it?
Now or never, Penny. Worse than that, if Wilson gets suspicious even a little bit, there may be unpleasant consequences for us. And I don't mean just a blow on the head, which is what you've already received from him.
Oh, he wouldn't do anything but run and go into hiding.
Hope you're right, Penny. Now, let's not worry about that now. You better go home and get some supper. I'll phone you as soon as something's happened. But don't expect a call from me till around midnight. I think it's going to take me a long time to get what I want out of this.
Oh. Hello, Mrs. Peterson.
Oh, Mr. Wilson, come in.
I intend to.
Well, I thought you were in Wayne City.
I was. I just got back.
I suppose you got a lot of money from those people you went to see. Why do you do it, Mr. Wilson? Why do you...
I didn't collect a cent, not one puny cent.
You didn't? Why not?
For the same reason I haven't been able to get a dime in Rossville or Waltham or Allentown or any of the other places around here. Everyone has pledged his money to John Lester Adams.
Everyone?
Well, there was one fellow who didn't. But he had so little offer, I told him to forget it. Until later. I can't take a chance for a few dollars. I'm after thousands or nothing at all.
Why don't you give up? You've seen 100 people at least, and no one's giving you anything.
I'm going to get plenty. John Lester Adams and his charity.
You can't do that.
Can I? I've already made an appointment to see him at 9 tonight.
Well, that's not going to do you any good either.
Isn't it? A man interested in charity is going to be interested in the children's home I'm building.
Children's home you're building? You mean bank account you're building.
Well, that's one way of putting it. I'll be a lot happier with a few more thousands in the bank than in a children's home.
Mr. Wilson, you're going to be caught one of these days.
Because somebody talks?
I ought to talk. I ought to turn you in. You're worse than a common thief because you're taking the good name of charity to steal from people who honestly believe that you want to help others.
I want to help myself, and I intend to. To a good portion of what Mr. John Lester Adams has collected. There's a little role in it for you, if you're a good girl.
I don't want any of it.
That's all right with me. Don't say anything again about going to the police, because that won't be all right with me.
I won't.
Not if you're smart.
Are you sure it's good to go to see this Mr. Adams? It might be a trick.
Why are you so suddenly interested in my welfare?
Because I know what'll happen if you're caught. You'll involve me. You'll tell them what I did to poor old Mr. Ainslie.
Mm-hmm. I sure will. That's why I'm sure you won't turn me in.
You know I won't, even though I want to. But this thing with Mr. Adams may be a trick to catch you.
I know it. I've thought of that. I'm ready for it if it is. You know a pistol when you see one, don't you?
Mr. Wilson, you aren't going to kill anyone. Don't be a fool.
If this is a trick Mr. Adams is playing on me, I won't be the fool. Adams will. Only he'll be a dead one.
Oh, no, Mr. Wilson, you must...
He'll be dead, and if I find out your little friend Benny Gibbs is involved in this, and it's a trick, she'll be the same.
Will Robert Wilson be fooled by the trick Frank Carter is playing on him tonight? And if he isn't, will he carry out his deadly threat? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, your Kroger meat man gives you more meat, less waste. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember, too, ladies, Kroger Cut Beef is available only at Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. There's where you'll find delicious beef, top-grade beef. And there at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in Monday, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.